Have you ever asked yourself, how do high-value women handle love? This is a question that I have asked myself a lot, especially in the past, because I remember I was very fascinated with the idea of spending a long time in a relationship with someone. And I've always been fascinated when I see a couple who have been together for such a long time. And I always ask myself a question like, what do they do differently than other couples who have problems and who have gotten to the point where they no longer wanted to be with each other? What do they do differently? How did they manage to stay with each other for such a long time? And yet they still have the vibes of the love going on. And then on the other hand, also, when I tended to see, I tended to do this a lot. When I see a woman who has the energy and the aura and the vibes of confidence, beaming from her, you can feel that her confidence is actually real. And it's based on solid foundations that you cannot easily knock down. I've always asked myself, what does she do differently, and how does she handle a love relationship to be able to be herself, but at the same time, be in love? And it's not an easy equation to do if you don't do the work. And then later on, when I started to do the work on myself, I was like, huh, now I get it. Now I understand. Now I know. It's not just an intellectual level of understanding, like logically, but I feel it viscerally. I know how it feels like to be genuinely confident, and you do not. You're not hesitating. Yes. And all these things, when they are true, people can sense this energy around you. Yes. And so in this episode, I want to talk to you about like what's one thing that high value women do to handle love? And so they definitely do not chase love. This idea of chasing love, of trying to get love, of running after a guy or trying to get a guy, and I'm not talking about that in a bad way. I'm just talking about it that sometimes we might get into a needy place where we feel like, oh, I really want this man to be in my life. But this is what a high value woman would not do. She would never chase love. And the reason why a high value woman would never chase love is, first of all, she knows that she herself is of value. And when you know that you are of value, you do not seek other people's presence in your life to fill the void or the emptiness or the absence of action going on in your life. A high value woman knows that she is of value, that once she is with someone, she brings with her the energy of love, of joy, of contribution, of giving, of support, of confidence, of compassion, of kindness. And with all of that, she knows that she is a human being of value. Her presence makes a difference, and her absence is something that people would notice and, will start asking questions about her. So, number one, she knows her value. And when you know your value, you do not seek other people from a needy place. You support others, you love others, you add value to others' lives. Your presence, gives or adds more joy, and appreciation and celebration to the place and to the moment. But at the same time, a high value woman would never seek to fill in any void, because, you know, there is no void. When you are a person of value, not just a high value woman, when you are a human being of value, you don't feel that there is any void that you need to fill. You have, you know, they say, have your cup full all the time, which is true. And having your cup full all the time, it means you have a life. Not only you have a life as in activities or things that you do, places that you go to, people that you hang out with. I'm talking about real things, things that you really care about. Presence, joy, and celebration of life that does not go away with someone leaving you or being absent from your life. So a high value woman knows that she is of value. And the reason that she knows that she's of value is that because she figured herself out. A high value woman is someone who figured herself out. She figured herself out. And by figuring yourself out, I mean that you know who are you really. When nobody's looking, when people are gone, when you are by yourself, who are you? How do you feel? What makes you you? What do you care about your life? What do you want to create out of your life? All of these questions are the questions that really matter. And I feel like most of the time we do our best to just run away from answering these questions because we feel like we don't have the answers, but at the same time, we don't have the courage to sit in the pain and in the struggle to try to figure out the answers. So a high value woman is someone who did exactly that. She figured herself out. She knows who she is, where she is, where does she want to go, and she's committed to create something beautiful out of her life. She does not live life on autopilot. She is an intentional creator of her own life. And therefore, she only invests her time, her energy, her resources in things that are on alignment with her mission in life. And then the last thing about a high value woman is that she is self-sufficient. And by self-sufficient, I mean she is someone who can stand up alone for a long time without complaining, without blaming, without expecting, without waiting for others to support her or to, you know, love upon her. Or she is someone who is emotionally full. She takes care of herself. And she pays a close attention to her emotional well-being. And by that, I mean, she only invests her focus, her energy, her time in things that are going to help her, support her, empower her to live a more beautiful life, joyful life, peaceful life. She's not waiting for others to do things for her. Does that mean that she, you know, pushes people away? I got this. No. Self-sufficient means that in the absence of anyone else, you can still find your own joy, peace, and bliss. And that means you are not waiting for a relationship. To complete you. You are not waiting for a guy to make you feel good about your life. You have a well-rounded life. You are not requiring or demanding or waiting for a relationship to make you happy. But at the same time, if this is something that you really want, you know how to create it. But until it's created, you're not complaining, you're not blaming, you're not frustrated, you're not bored. Why? Because she knows how to make herself happy. She knows how to make herself happy. And therefore, she is someone who is not waiting for any addition. I mean, not, okay, let me put it in other words. She's not waiting for someone to complete her. Do you know this scene from Jerry Maguire, "You Complete Me"? I think this is crap, because I truly believe that nobody completes nobody. We were born complete and beautiful and sufficient and loving and caring for ourselves, but it wasn't until we were exposed to a lot of disempowering or unhealthy conditioning from our environment and the circumstances and the people around us that got us to a point where we started to question our own worth and whether we are good enough to be loved and accepted and cherished and, you know, to be invited into an intimate relationship. So she does not buy into the idea of waiting or, you know, expecting someone to complete her. She's having a great time. And then anytime she feels like she wants a relationship, she creates it by holding herself in the energy or in the same emotional vicinity of how being in that relationship would look like. So the relationship could add to her joy, but it does not make her joyful. It could add to her happiness, but it does not make her happy. That's a huge responsibility to have to put in another human being's hands. And believe me, it doesn't matter how long, how much this person loves you, it always gets to a point where it's such a huge responsibility for someone to take for you. Like, nobody wants to be in charge of this because they have other issues they're dealing with. They are taking care of themselves. They're dealing with their own emotional, you know, stories and demands. So I really hope that you get to a point where you can reflect on my share in this episode to ask yourself, do you view yourself as a woman of high value? And listen to me, this is the last part, and I promise you this is important, because sometimes we think that being of high value or feeling great about ourselves only happens when we're having a great time, when we are, you know, when life is working for us, when we're having a great career, a great relationship, and everything is going according to the plan, you know. But let me tell you, the time when you figure out whether you are a person of high value or not is when you are struggling. Because when we are struggling is the time when we need ourselves support the most. You want to be kind with yourself the most when you are in trouble, when people are, you know, critiquing you, when people are talking trash about you, when they are questioning you, when the relationship is not working, when your ex left you, when your family are talking trash about behind your back, when your colleagues are not supporting you, when everything is going bad, is going the wrong way, is going sideways, this is when you know that you need to be your own, you know, cheerleader. To be kind with yourself, to support yourself, to help yourself, to remind yourself how amazing and how beautiful you are and how loved and appreciated and how much of a great person and a kind person you are. And that is needed the most when we are struggling. So I really hope that today's episode got, you know, to stir some new thoughts and new ideas in you so that you can start to ask yourself, Do you view yourself as a woman of high value? And if you do, why? Because I feel like sometimes when we could have amazing and great traits, but when we don't pay attention to them a lot, they don't get activated. So if you are a kind person, remind yourself of how kind you are. Because reminding yourself how kind you are, it triggers more kindness, and it makes you realize even how much of an impact your kindness leaves on other people around you that you might not have even, noticed before. So if you view yourself as a woman of high value, write down why do you? And if not, ask yourself three questions. Do you know yourself? Have you figured yourself out? Do you know who you are? What do you want out of this life? Number two, do you know that you are a woman of high value? And number three, are you self-sufficient? I really hope that you got something out of this episode. If you did, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of our future episodes. Also, make sure to share this episode with someone you feel like needs to hear it. Tag me. I'll be more than happy to see that. And also, I wanted to tell you about one more thing is that we started our Facebook page. So it would be great if you can go to your Facebook account and like our page. The page is called Soul Searching Women. Soul Searching Women. I'm going to leave the link in the description box of this episode. Until next time, take care of yourself.